Hello and welcome to the Dad Strength Podcast. I am your host, Richie Leahy. Today we are getting into the month 9 milestones. Last week we left off with the month 6, and the 6 month milestones were a little bit more of something that you can measure. It involved a lot of movement and interaction with your child. Now, the month 9 follow the same category structure. We have social and emotional, language and communication, cognitive, and then the last one, movement and physical development. At this month, your child is going to be moving even more than what they did at the 6 month milestone. And once again, before we get into these, you only use these as a baseline. They're not something that tells if your child's going to be developmentally slow or developmentally advanced. These are just guidelines of things to look for and things to make sure that your child can do. So we'll go ahead and start with the social and emotional. The very first one is getting back into the strangers. So you have a child who, whenever you take out into the world, they recognize you. We've already looked at that in previous month milestone charts. So they should recognize you. They should recognize family. So whenever you go out into the world, they're going to be afraid of strangers. And that's totally, totally acceptable. And that's one of the milestones here this month again. Looking at strangers, they should know the difference between people they should trust and ones that they don't. And it might even be family members. I mentioned my brother last week. He's one of the ones that she didn't see a lot, but she still recognized him. He looked enough, sounded enough like me that she knew that it was family. But if there's someone in your family they don't recognize, maybe an in-law even, then that's okay. This is a good sign. They should be able to tell the difference. And then in that same environment, the next thing that you're going to look for, are they clingy? They're going to start to cling to their parents. Cling to the people that they are around most of the time. And they do that because they know, they're starting to know what their safe zone is. So for the social, you can take them out, get them used to meeting other people, but they're going to go ahead and start to be clingy around the family. And so you might have seen it with other children. Hey, that child looks shy as they grow up. So our goal was to take our daughter out into public, take her out to library time. Take her out to play group. Let her meet other people, because we didn't want her to grow up afraid of strangers. And the last one for the social emotional at the 9 month check is favorite toys. Does your child have favorite toys? And if they do have favorite toys, they should start to be clingy towards them too. At play group, if you go to play group, you should be able to see that your child can walk up, take a toy. They might leave it lay as they're like crawling around. Like, let's say you have a favorite stuffed animal. They should be able to recognize if another child picks up their toy, and they'll try to get it back. That's something that they'll go ahead, they'll fight for, they'll cry. I had a towel that I always use to clean up. It's like a dish towel. And when we had someone over, they tried to pick up the towel that my daughter knew was mine, and she immediately started yelling, tried to take it back. Even though it wasn't hers, she knew that it was mine. It had an emotional connection for her. She probably always seen me use it to wipe her face off and knew, like, hey, you're not supposed to have that. Same with the stuffed animal. I mentioned it before on previous podcasts. I gave her a stuffed lion, had it slept with it for a few months so that it smelled like me. If another child tried to pick up that stuffed animal, she would not let them at this month milestone. So that's the last one for social and emotional. The next category, language and communication, understands no. This is where a lot of parents, you just tell them no. I didn't really get into that, so this was a check that we didn't really see right off the bat. I don't like to use the word no. I will try to redirect. So even if I do say no, I'll always explain, like, hey, no, don't touch the stove. You can get burnt. So I try not to use no. I still try not to use it. Sometimes I can't help myself, and that's probably natural for most parents because you're used to saying it in your everyday life. Then you have a child and then they don't listen. So your first reaction is to tell them no. I always try to explain it, look for it. They should understand it at this time. Next, you're going to start to string together sounds, and this is where you're either going to hear like a mom, 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 and think that they're saying mom or dad, 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 maybe a ba, 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 ba. They're putting together the consonant with the vowel, and you should hear that in their babbling. And with the sounds, they should also copy sounds. So every time, like if someone would cry like a baby, I would playingly mock them. And my daughter started to do that to other children, so I had to stop. So they'll copy things that you do. So if you have any other bad behaviors, bad things you don't want them to copy, maybe making noises, burping, snorting, anything like that, your child will start to pick up and they will copy. And the last one for the language and communication category, using fingers to point at things. And with this, they should be a little bit mobile, but they should be able to tell you what they want. So you might see that if your child started crawling already, or even if they started to walk, because our daughter walked around 9 months, then they'll point if they drop, like let's say they drop their water bottle onto the floor. They'll point at it. They'll know that it's theirs. So you just have to keep an eye on it. I always pointed myself, so you can try that. So like if I say, do you want water? I would point to the water. And then we started to introduce sign language at this time. I'll probably have a podcast on it later, but we did sign language and it's actually working out pretty well. She started to use please a lot. And so you'll know when she wants something, she won't just go grab it, which is very handy because like, let's say if it's a plug, for some reason she's infatuated with cords. She goes and finds a cord that you see is plugged in. She says, please, you can tell her, don't touch that. You can get burnt or electrocuted, I guess. Won't pull the stove, please. Like, no, you can't have that right now. And so you can see if I said no, I try to redirect, blah, blah, blah. Same thing. It goes back to the other category or the other check for this category. And moving on to the third category, cognitive. They're starting to like recognize pointed things from the communication. And so this is where they start to put it together with like their problem solving. They'll watch the path of something as it falls. So you might have used to be able to trick them before. You could like, if they wanted more snacks or more candy and you didn't want them to have any more, hopefully it's not candy at this point. Like let's say you had Teddy Grahams or something, they just had some teeth come in and they want more. You can always trick them, or you could before, but now they'll follow your hand. So if you try to move something out of their sight, they'll follow where you put it and they'll know like, hey, you just put that on the floor beside me. I know where it is. Or if you try to take a toy, put it behind your back and they'll try to look behind to see if they can see it. And then going along with that, the next check is looking for things that you hide. So they'll see you if you hide. What we did was we used to play hide and seek. She still loves the game. We used a blanket. I'd put it up over my head, kind of like a tent, and she would try to go under. And then pretty soon she picked it up on her own. She would hold up a blanket and say, peek, peek. And then you knew that she was playing peekaboo. So it's pretty cool. And that is the other check. The third one is playing peekaboo. So she was able to pick that up on her own. It wasn't a game where I had to play peekaboo. She started to be able to pick up a blanket and play on her own. And she also used to hide behind objects. So like she might crawl beside the couch, walk beside the couch. When she first started walking, peek around the corner, look right at you, and boom, there you go. That's how she could play peekaboo without different things. And the worst one for this category, putting things in their mouth. Teeth might have started coming in. Teeth are the most brutal thing of child raising so far that I've encountered. It keeps them up. It makes them drool. And then they put things in their mouth. This is where you have to be careful. You don't want your phone to get ruined. I know some people, like, they had their child suck on their phone and the drool seeped in. And then when they took it to the phone store, they were like, hey, no, you got your phone wet. Because that's how much drool it actually went through the case of the phone and knocked that little water or that paper sensor that changes colors whenever things get wet inside. That happened. So be very, very careful with your phones and any other objects, papers especially. Our daughter ripped through some books, chews right through them when her teeth started coming in. So that's something to watch out for. They'll put things in their mouth. And nothing you can really do about it. I mentioned it before about like having a bib to try to keep their mouth dry, but they're always going to put things in their mouth. And with that, they should also be able to move objects between their hands. So not just putting objects in their mouth, but moving them from hand to hand as they go. So if you hand them an object in their hand, they should be able to switch it to the other one, move it back and forth, that type of movement. And the last one is pinch small objects. I mentioned giving them some food. They have like these little bars. I guess you wouldn't really even have Teddy Grahams, as I mentioned before. But we had like these weird bars that kind of melted in her mouth that we would take with us. And I'd break them up into little pieces. And your child should be able to pick up little things. Like think of a Cheerio, the small L. You should be able to pick that up at this point. So work on the pincer motion. That's something that we did. Use cereal. Use other little things. Always watch them, because they will put things in their mouth and they can eat small toys. So keep an eye out, make sure everything's safe around the house. And the last category is movement physical development. And for this month, they should be able to stand up holding on. I mentioned last week, holding up with your hands. Like she held my hands and she would do like squats on her own. She should be able to do that on her own now, or your child if it's a son. Stand them up against the couch, have them go with their legs, hold them steady. You might want to hold their back for a little bit, then just pull your hand away, sort of guide them, and they should be able to stand holding on to objects. They should also be able to pull themselves up into a sitting motion from crawling. And this might have happened before, if your child was crawling before or not. Moving into a sitting position and then sits up without support, like they should be able to support their own head. It's pretty funny at first, because you know that they're still wobbly a little bit, but they're trying to sit on the couch. They know they should be able to sit up and watch television or watch football with you, but they just can't pull it off right now. So that's something to look for. And then from there, pulling up to stand. That's sometimes they'll be able to do that right there. So you can start by having them hold on to something to stand, then give them a little bit of an edge, maybe a chair. You sit in it. Have your significant other stand behind it so they can kind of pull up on it. Maybe hold a towel down for them and guide them up just to try to teach them the correct motion. You want them to hold with their hands. So sit in a chair backwards, dangle a rope, or not a rope, but like a big washcloth type towel over the back that your significant other helps them grab onto it. And you can just kind of pull it up like you're doing curls. And see if your child will stand up on their own. After a while, get rid of the towel. Like, don't pull up on it. You can let them hold on to it to see if they can stand up on their own. And then get rid of it altogether. They should be able to stand. And the last one is crawling. Your child will start to... They rolled around before, but they should start to full-on crawl pretty fast. One of the games I played, I brought up last time, was like the bull game. When you're the matador, I had my towel swinging right in front of her. She would try to crawl to it. As she would crawl through it, I'd let her go under it so it would like brush her face. She thought that was funny. She would be laughing. I'd run real quick to their side of the room. She would crawl back and forth. I don't know. I did it to help build up her crawling speed, I guess. Not really so much of her trying to get fast at it, but just something where she could go back and forth on and just practice crawling, and then her confidence would build. So those are your major milestones for month 9. Child should be moving, starting to interact more, hanging out with the family, start to play as many games as you want, as you can, make up more, try to keep them educational, try to do things, try to build the fine motor skills, try to build muscle strength in the legs, because this is an important time. You want your child to be as developed as possible. And that's something as a parent you can take pride in. Like, hey, my child walks sooner than most other children, but I knew that I was always holding her, trying to have her walk with me. So that's something that I could be proud of. So thank you for listening. You have been listening to Dad Strength with Richie Leahy.